Okay, Jan, you're on the staff. Did you wish to comment on something?
I was just going to say that if that it takes a majority of the membership to vote to sell a station. To lease a lease is a question, and if we go into bankruptcy, reorganization, or whatever, then all bylaws, sort of become a question that the court can overrule or deal with in another way. And sometimes it looks to me, and has looked to other people, like there is almost an effort afoot to put us into bankruptcy because, for failure to do certain things. And I just want to add that all of these problems, the $150,000, would be easily made up if we could get the Corporation for Public Broadcasting funds back. That would solve the problem. And so getting a business manager, getting the audit done, are things that at least are in our control, sort of. I mean, so there you are.
And we have one last name on the stack. Grace, do you have a comment? You're listening.
Yeah. The financial shortfall is $150,000 might have been an emergency shortfall to meet payroll. It's not the extent of our financial troubles.
That's what he told me.
Well, that's fine. I'm on the national board. I'm on the audit committee, and I'm very familiar with the situation at Pacifica in regard to the stations. There, some of the stations are consistently not paying certain bills. WBAI owes, I think, over $800,000 to their tower. They can't broadcast in New York if they're.
I don't know if that's public information.
I think it is.
It is now.
It is. It has been. Yeah.
It has been in the past. It's a bill. It's not anything.
Another name on the stack as well.
Financial information like that is. So there are several stations that are simply spending more money than they are taking in. That's what Sam Agarwal. It's a continuing shortfall in income. So that's what Sam has been saying. It's not simply, okay, we raise $150,000 and the problems are solved. It's not as simple as that. The stations have to be made, managed properly so that their income exceeds their expenses. And several stations are in a situation now where their income is not, is less than their expenses.
We have run out of time for this segment. I feel very badly because Michael Novick has been truncated at this point.
No, we got
I'm sorry. My mistake. I thought it was our segment.
So
you finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Michael.
Yeah, I would concur with what Grace was saying. I suspect that $150,000 was what is owed to the national office by the stations, not the whole shortfall, because
it costs to get the whole to bring everything current.
Yeah. No, it's not the case. In the Finance Committee, it's clear that WBA in particular has a substantial debt for its tower, and there are negotiations going on, but they're not going to resolve what's past due. The big relief that we did get was that Democracy Now took. Stopped putting on their books, and therefore we can stop putting on our books any payment to Democracy Now for past years, and they're negotiating for going forward. So that took a big stress off, but there is a substantial operating deficit. WPFW has had a major shortfall in their listener support that, they're just not raising the money. It's not their expenses. It's on the income end, and I think the solution is that we have to find programming and and find ways of providing that programming to people commensurate with the 21st century, different forms of sharing the information besides over-the-air broadcast, getting into social media and other things that will bring in new streams of revenue. We're not going to cut our way out of the problem at PAI or PFW.
Yes, that's Leslie.
Okay, we've come to the end of our stack for this segment. Do we have any last questions from the LS? Oh, we're out of time anyway.
No.
What's all these people?
He does the 90 seconds.
Oh, I don't know the different beepers. There, I get it now.
Well,
we have a couple of minutes. I would say that I've discussed with Leslie getting on Pandora, et cetera, and it seems that we can't do that until we get a webmaster. I don't know why. I think that these things can be done. Someone needs to do them. I don't know who is capable of doing them. I think there's somebody in this room who's capable of doing it if he wants to, but I don't know if he wants to. But we need to have other platforms. We cannot just use over-the-air radio as a platform. People, one friend of mine told me she got an Amazon thing, and when she pushed news, she got NPR. Well, if they push news, they should get KPFK,
that's
too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Help us get some news.
2 minutes left for Q&A. Leslie.
Yeah, I have questions about the 40 PFB members from our group. I'm very confused about...
Could you use the microphone, please?
Yeah. I'm very confused about the order of our priorities and what needs to be done. As I understand it, it is June 15th is a deadline for CPB. Should that not override our inability to find a business manager to assist with this? We cannot begin the 2015 audit. That in itself, Milo, is going to take months, isn't it? I mean, how long does that take to do an audit?
Can I respond?
After we're running out of time, I want to make sure Fernando does get
okay. Okay, may I respond?
Quickly, yes.
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
We have a June 15th deadline for CPB. Do we have any chance of making that deadline?
Okay. The June 15th deadline for the 2016 audit, I mean the 2015 audit, could be completed if we were to get a business manager and perhaps devote some extra resources so that we have all of our financial statements for fiscal year ending the fiscal year 2015,
right.
Which
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, which,
is there any?
Yeah, well, it would take an extraordinary effort, but it can be done. It would just require the determination. We would have to have a business manager, and we would have to have whatever support the business manager needs to complete all of the financial statements for fiscal year 2015. Once those financial statements are completed, the auditors can do it within a couple of weeks. It's just that the statements have not been in order.
And how long will those statements take?
Well, if a competent team is working on it, it could happen quickly. It just all depends on the will.
If we have
a business manager and the business manager has the support he needs, it can be done rapidly. It's really dependent on the competency of the people who are working.
You're not understanding, Leslie, that our general manager is doing all the business manager.
I don't think doing, you're recognized by the
okay, team. First of all,
doing all the business manager work.
And we are out of time. Fernando, I am sorry. There's
nobody doing it, Leslie.
Thank you, Myla. That was my time.
Enough time from
do we hear a second for extending time? Do we have objections?
No. All right.
No objections. We will extend time. Is 5 minutes sufficient?
No,
3 minutes.
Only enough time for Fernando to say his piece.
Okay, Fernando, and then, yes, sir.
I heard a wonderful invitation on the brother Michael Novick to engage the town hall meetings. I would like to extend that invitation as supported, seconded, so we stop
pushing the envelope on the air, raising money on the air, and really get down to business and organize, totally, fully organize town hall meetings in Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Los Angeles in order to reach out to other communities not fully represented at this moment to get some new listeners. And when we do, to come out with one face, with one, as one group, as one force, as a united people trying to do right for KPFK. That's an invitation.
Okay. Have we come to the end of people wishing to question our directors and our treasurer? Okay, with that in mind, we'll move on to old business. My mistake. Thank you so much for our parliamentarian who manages to keep me somewhere.
Can somebody time the individual?
15 minutes for the full segment and 90 seconds per speaker comment.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon now. Thank you. I worked on the audit.
Quiet speaking as we go.
Tell me when.
Thank you. I worked on the 2014 audit at KPFK. I was hired as a temp. Half-time, I managed to do the audit for 2014. The question to Myla was, how long does the audit take? It took me 2.5 months. Now, the audit from the auditors, that's a different matter. But in order for the auditors to get the right financial statements, they need the physical day-to-work audit for 2015. Things are still are a bit disarray. And when someone asks, well, if somebody doesn't have understanding of Great Plains, can they come in and be trained? That's not the idea. We cannot afford that situation. Okay, let's move on. I've recently walked out of two committees because I'm being disenfranchised as a listener. The proof is in the pudding from all the truncated motions that continue to take up 2.5 hours of each one of these committees. The only committee that has survived is the outreach committee. It's the committee that's doing the most for the station. I so appreciate what was just presented here. I also want to talk about the May 28th effort. Many, many people working very, very hard, selling thousands of tickets for the station. I want you to join us because this cannot continue. I want you to buy tickets. I want you to sell tickets. I want you to do the right thing. Okay? So see me about tickets and stop this nonsense.
Thank you, dear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bella. My name is Ruben Tapia, director of Enfoque Latino of KPFK. And, you know, I just want to emphasize that we need a full support of the station and our board about this important effort that we are doing, where for first time, a indigenous Oaxacan community is devoted to help us to fundraise, to raise funds. So is the reason which is important is that we need to combine the efforts, outreach efforts to the poor communities with the need for economical support. So I want to ask you, how many of you guys already is gonna commit to help us to at least buy one ticket or help us to buy? So we have tickets right now, and I hope that we can start to do more often this kind of events, so we can portray one community and the whole communities make bridges and links to know that community, to appreciate the music, the food, you know, the culture, so we can go from community to community to build bridges, which is one of our missions. So again, I thank you for your support. I hope you buy today your ticket and help us to promote this event to be very successful. Thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Hi there, my name is Rodrigo Argueta. How you doing? Okay, also I wanted to reiterate the invitation for the event. We are going to go around, and so like
Ms. Goodman said everyone has an extra packet, so open that packet right now. So okay, it's gonna be $10 only, you know, that's it. And then but I want to address the national representatives that we have. We have a motion of implementing 6 hours of new programming, especially talk about what Mr. Aaron was saying. He was talking about specifics. We talk about communities. You know, since 2000, we approved a motion that we must implement at minimum of 5 hours, you know, nationally at each radio station of Spanish programming addressing that community that is not addressed, actually. So when we talk about programming, we got to be very specific on what we're saying. You know, you're saying about somebody to be brought back. We're talking about having a community to be involved. And the programming at New York, Washington, Texas, La Bahia, and of course more in Los Angeles too. The only place that has been doing something is Washington. They started with 2 hours just last Thursday, you know, doing good for them with one person, you know, 5 seconds, okay. So, and the CPA, of course, you know, the CPB, you know, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting needs, you know, in order to approve, to be approved, needs to have the communities, you know, be taken in place, and you know it. We all know it. So, thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Hello, my name is Vani. I am one of the hosts of Reality is Real Radio on Reality is Real Radio on KPFK Safe Harbor. We are a hip-hop program, talk radio, but we cover hip-hop from a standpoint of looking at social justice, economic development, and community organizing, and education in various other forms of sociological perspective. Now, the reason why I'm standing here is I just want to make sure that it's understood that we have an issue was really tapping into all of the community. I really loved what our previous speakers had just stated. Communities are not really being bridged, even within, for example, the South LA communities and communities of color. Now, a lot of people from my community, especially in my age demographic, we're starting to get a little bit more money, and we're not connected to the station. A lot of the hip-hop community is making a lot of money. There are millionaires living in South LA. I can name rappers right now who own businesses and hire from their community. We're not tapping into those markets to really help develop this station. So that's one of the things that we want to do with our show is really connect to our audience, connect in our communities. We're actually working right now to have a fundraising programs where we're in the community, we're inviting local small businesses from these communities to participate, to help raise funds for this community. So I just want to make sure that there's an understanding that there's something's not being represented. And that is, I would say, the 25 to 30 year old to 35 year old market in communities of color, South LA in particular.
Allow me to respectfully introduce myself. I'm Junior Francis. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here. I'm presently on Safe Harbor hosting poetry and music, representing the communities in multiple levels. I think that we need to, in fact, take into consideration that KPFK is one of the most important, wonderful, magnificent institutions, not only in America, but also specifically in California. And I think more needs to be done to protect and preserve KPFK.
Y'all know me. How y'all doing? I'm Adam. I'm your community relations coordinator. I'm also now the only producer on Safe Harbor. I figured I would bring our people here to tell you why they work at KPFK and what they do in the community. You see, the people on Safe Harbor are in the community. They're at City Hall. They're moving people to move legislation to make this world better. They're not just running their mouths. And that's what we need at KPFK. Because as we talk about the CPB, we can do all the paperwork we want, but if we don't have the listeners, we don't get it, which is why we lost it in the first place. Some of you were there when we did. We don't have the audience, and that's why we brought these people in. Junior Francis, who does our Monday show and raises thousands of dollars for us in the fund drive, yet does a couple of shows at night trying to bring the community in a less popular hour, and is consistently attacked by the very board of the station that he loves. So I wanted to introduce you to somebody else. This is Dinah Leffer. She does the 420 files on medical cannabis, alternative medicines, and she just wants to say hello to you. She's brand new. This is her third show this week. Fourth show, my fault.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. It is an honor and a privilege to be here. I take representing the cannabis community extremely seriously. I'm an activist for very good reasons and that are personal and that motivate me. My guests are compelling, respectable people that, you know, Charles, you brought up a very good point that Safe Harbor shows are not being archived. I've only been here for a short time, and if we're trying to promote the shows, you know, I just get this sense like there's not really this backing behind Safe Harbor. Like, if you're gonna have these experimental shows, I just get the sense that you're not really behind them and you're not archiving them, because if people don't catch them at 1 to 3, then too bad, because you're not really behind them. I'd like to
see. That's not a Houston, that's a computer thing. It's a weird thing.
Okay, well, I would like to see this weird thing fixed, because it's all about intention. I don't believe in these weird things by accident. These weird things happen.
It's actually our general manager's job to upload those things. She's our webmaster now. Maybe Adam could.
Nothing to do with us whatsoever. We have no. All right,
this is public comments. Public comment.
Thank you, Roberta.
Let her speak.
Thank you. I'm too new to know how all this works. Thank you for letting me know. I just know that in my heart of hearts, things don't work because the intention behind them isn't powerful enough to get it fixed. So I want to voice that and say, let's get that archived. And I just want to say hi, everybody. My show is rocking. I'm so excited about it. It's only going to get better and better. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good morning.
How are we fixed on the schedule and time for this segment? Okay, good.
I'm Teresa Thompson, a longtime listener and supporter. And, of course, I'm concerned about the financial situation and what happened with CPB, you know, first. But I'm also concerned about programming. And my feeling is I'm concerned about lost programming that I listen to. And the new programming, I'm just not finding that engaging. And I don't know if you're getting a big audience for it or not. You know, I can't. If you are, that's okay. Finally, I really am sorry what's happened to global music, that, you know, I happen to enjoy it, and KPFK is what introduced me to global music. And I feel it's important about representing the cultures, you know, around the world. And I'm really sorry about the loss of the three programmers who were very good on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I feel, I don't know if you've lost audience because of that, but you've lost me. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
We still have 2 minutes in this segment. Do any members of the public wish to speak? Again, the second time.
Very, very fast. Can we take advantage of those 2 minutes so you can open your packet, you know, and then just get the tickets right now?
The image of the event is in our packet, by the way.
My name is John. If you want to vote for Bernie Sanders in the upcoming primary, you have to either be a registered Democrat or a no party preference voter. All right? So if you're a registered Republican or if you're in one of the other parties, you won't be able to vote for Bernie Sanders as a crossover. You have to be a registered Democrat or a no party preference, which is our state's designation for independent voter. A no party preference voter.
May 23rd. And you can register online.
Yes, so please vote.
So is it this board's custom to take 2 15-minute comment periods?
Yes, sir. It certainly will have a second 15-minute thing later in the meeting if you wish to do it that way. How do we?
Okay, who wants to get?
We are not selling tickets at our meeting, but you're welcome to be outside the horseshoe. You are welcome to move. Sir, You may not be in the middle of the horseshoe. You may step to the hall and conduct business. Excuse me, sir. No business transactions. If someone wishes to step outside and do business with you, fine. But this is a board meeting. Good day, sir. All right.
Number one.
Okay. Have old business at this point. Warning one. Please remember the public. I can do that. That was warning one, and it will not happen again. Now, open your packet to what's old business, and these are some familiar motions that have been not yet resolved. The first one we will address is the resolution by KPFK LSB. Excuse me. Come to order. Come to order. First warning. Resolution by KPFK LSB condemning the exclusion of WBAI directors. The full text of it is included in your packet. Who wishes to speak to it?
I have a point of order. I believe that we fully discussed this item and we just failed to vote on it, if I'm correct. So all we need to do is go to a vote.
Does anyone have any further discussion they feel is necessary at this point?
Can you direct us to the page number so it's more easy to find?
It's page 20 in the packet. Right at the end of the minutes. It's on page 20, and that's where all the motions begin. Okay. Who wishes to add any additional comments before we move to vote? Michael Novick. Please listen. Please listen. Attention.
It's factually and clearly the case that the failure to have WBAI directors seated on the PNB is a failure of the WBAI local station board to meet with a full quorum and elect the directors. So this motion, which condemns the PNB for unlawfully acting to exclude representation from the WBAI station board, is invalid on the face of it.
Any comments in response to that? Yeah, Grace?
I don't think that that's factually correct. I think all the information is here, and we should just vote on it. But I just want to say that that's not my understanding of the situation.
Lydia?
Yes, this is another situation that is being, okay, this is another situation that involves litigation, and the people putting this out understand that this is a matter for executive session at the PMB, and that Pacifica Foundation is who is being sued around this issue. This will be determined in court, and disinformation has already been put out about it, that there was an order for us not to meet, that there was a restraining order, and that became clear at the last court date that was false, that was incorrect. Otherwise, we would have been found in violation of that, and we were not by the court. There will be another hearing in New York in court next Friday, and I think it's absolutely imprudent and a breach of your fiduciary duty and the inherent loyalty to the foundation that is fundamental to you as a board member in a nonprofit organization to be commenting on litigation against the foundation.
Okay. The motion has been called, and we now will move to vote on this motion, or resolution, to condemnation, the exclusion of WBAI. Do we have any objections to the passing of this motion? We do, so we will vote. Jamie, will you call the vote?
Yes. All those local states.
We're voting.
I was requesting a roll call vote.
Yeah.
A roll call vote might be appropriate.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
All those in favor?
No,
roll call vote, name by name.
All those in favor? I'm just going to go one by one. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Four or against?
Four.
Fred Blair, four or against?
Four.
Grace Aaron, four or against?
Four.
Christian Beth,
four.
Ali Lexa,
five.
You want five? Maggie the Beast,
four.
Take a moment.
Santetti Childs,
four.
Mansour Sabat,
four.
And on this side, Lydia.
Against.
Fernando.
Not four.
Not four or four?
Not four.
I'm against it. Therefore, I'm not for it.
Reza.
Against it.
Charles.
Abstain.
Category.
Opposed.
Michael. Lila.
I'm very much in favor of this resolution.
Jan.
Four.
Jonathan.
Four.
Leslie.
Four. Dorothy has returned.
Miss Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Four.
Chair will not vote. Chair will abstain.
Okay. Question carries.
It's a minor procedural point, but I think it would be preferable if you call the roll alphabetically.
Well,
your
point's noted.
Can you give us the count, please?
The count is... Thirteen in favor of passing this motion, four against, two abstentions.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries. Now we move on to something that has been dangling in this board for a while, although I think we have done some separate steps that address some of it, but we need to clear this official thing.
What page?
It is page 22.
23.
It's not in my thing.
Well, there's...
Oh, the motion's here.
Motion to create the KPFK Fundraising Committee to develop new sources of revenue. Dorothy, I believe this was authored by you, and you wish to speak.
Excuse me, which is it?
Page 22.
Point of order.
You asked that already.
Excuse me. Jamie?
Yeah, point of order. I have an old business motion to report all sound exchange. Is that what we're talking about?
I have in my packet, the Xerox I have in front of me, page 22 says, motion to create KPFK fundraising committee.
Point of information.
Page 23 is the sound exchange.
Point of information.
Okay.
The confusion is in the second page that the motion to create a fundraising committee is not listed on page 2 where we have the old items. So that's what's the confusion.
That's because we passed it already.
Page 22, that was passed.
Here is my understanding. We passed in separate motions separate things about the Amazon Smile.
Right, right.
And I think the sustainer sponsor was a floor motion that was passed. These were embedded in this. We did not officially address the formation of an official fundraising committee, yes or no. So as far as I can see, we can shelve this completely now, or we can amend the two parts that have been handled, the Smile and the sustainer thing,
and
just to form an official fundraising committee. So I leave this to the floor to say what we should do.
And John Perkins comes out because he's gone. He's no longer.
Oh, then that's no longer an event. Do we have a motion to withdraw this? We can certainly do that.
I'll move to call the question on this motion. We adopted, the committee was approved last year and exists. I don't know why you need another motion to create it again.
Yeah.
But
my understanding that the board did not meet, that it came through a committee but not through a board. It's just a procedural detail.
Okay, fine. So I'm moving to call the question on this motion.
Call the question. Do we wish to withdraw, proceed?
No. I'm calling the I'm calling the question on the motion to create the committee.
Right.
If there's no objection, then we'll just approve
the committee.
It.
Okay.
All right. Jamie, suggest how we should amend this to get right to the meat of create the committee.
I make a substitute motion that we create a fundraising committee for KPFK.
Second.
Then that's just short and sweet. Can we let it go?
Say all in favor.
All in favor. Any objections?
All opposed.
No. Motion carries. We have a fundraising committee. Officially, I guess. Procedurally, I don't know. Now we're back. Yes, the reproduction did not follow the whatever. That's my doing. Okay. There is a. I believe this came from Ken, having to report all sound exchange, and he wished to speak to this. It's on page 23, photocopy.
Yes, and the last time we spoke about this with the GM, there was a question about who's responsible for getting it done and so forth. And if it's not done, we're in violation of, I guess, FCC regulations. So this is a motion that the program director will verify by personal inspection all pertinent records and logs, and that these tasks are completed no later than April 4th. Which we could update that till May 20th or something, and that the general manager keep the chair of the LSB directly and promptly informed about compliance with this motion. So unfortunately, but that's what we have to do if we're not getting compliance. And I just want to say one personal thing. It's not really good to chat here, but we have to have oversight from individuals not involved. You can't rely on self-reporting, as we've noticed in lots of things in regular commerce and the private sector and so forth, or the public sector. You have to have somebody else monitor that person A complied with his duties. It can't be just self-reporting. So that's why the oversight is requested here by the PD and the GM.
Do you wish to propose a specific amendment as to...
Oh, the specific amendment, the date would be by the end of May. 2016.
Would that be May 31st?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? Myla first, Leslie, and did you have
anything? Yes.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions for Ken. My first question is, why do you think it's the responsibility of the program director to verify this information? And just let me ask both questions, and not that of the GM. And the second question, is the date tied to anything other than a desire to get this done quickly?
No, it's just a date for immediacy. The program director, because I don't want this oversight to get buried with, oh, well, we just don't have anybody doing that now. So I want to give it to a position that actually exists, the general manager and the program director, both of them, because they're not going to disappear. Where if you say it's a sound engineer or the coordinator or the traffic control guy or whatever, and they say, well, he's out sick and so forth. So I want it to be a position that everybody is aware of, not some little technical hat.
Well, you're running out of time for this segment, and I would like to hear from as many of you as possible.
That just didn't clarify. For me, I just don't understand why the program director is involved and not just the responsibility of the general manager.
That could be better answered by somebody who's more involved with production. Let's say, like, we have a members here who are staff, who program or have experience with it. That's my understanding. That's why I said the program director. Who's in charge of programming? The program director.
Okay. We have a point of information.
I amend the motion to read that the general manager immediately verify the personal inspection, all pertinent records and laws.
Point of order. I believe that I was on the staff before Dorothy.
Yes, you were.
That was a point of information.
Look. I love you all. To make an amendment to a motion is not being on the stack for discussion. When you make an amendment to the motion, that takes priority.
Point of order does.
I second the amendment.
I disagree. It doesn't.
How are we on time for this segment? We may have to suggest extending.
You're going to have to extend it.
We're going to have to extend if we wish to explore this and the other two pieces of old business. Do we have a motion to extend?
Motion to extend.
How much?
6 minutes.
Motion to extend for 6 minutes. Do we have a second?
Second.
And okay. I also move that our comments, have we been having 90 seconds? I would like to amend to make
that.
It 60 seconds.
We need to be stricter.
And we move, except we already have a motion on that.
At this point, where do we stand? Okay.
You have an amendment.
Do we have objections to the 6-minute extension? Okay. It is approved. Okay. Please let us be as concise as we can. And if you've spoken once, do not speak a second time.
I seconded Dorothy's motion to amend.
Oh.
And we agreed, and we moved forward with that. We have Leslie, Jonathan.
Is there any objection to that?
To amending. We're discussing amending the motion.
Yeah, I have an amendment.
Place GM instead of PD. Okay. We're continuing to discuss. Do we need to, or can we move?
Yes, I have an alternate amendment. I think it should be the music director, since we're talking about music.
Do we have a music director?
There is a music director.
We can't take another amendment. We have to
you
hold
can
on
take
the amendment on the floor.
All right, let's recap. We're extending this discussion 6 minutes. The motion on the floor is to amend for general manager to
instead of the program director.
Instead of program director.
Do we approve that amendment of the GM over the PD?
Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay. So all in favor of changing.
What happened to the 6 minutes? I'm sorry. Point of information. Did we extend for 6 minutes?
Yes.
Is there objections?
Yes.
And isn't that to discuss the amendment?
The segment
remaining.
To be extended for 6 minutes.
This segment to discuss resolution.
All in favor of changing the program director to the general manager, please raise your hands. One. Two.
Can I do that?
All opposed.
Wait a minute. I was voting yes. Okay. Sorry.
Let's start over again. All in favor of those... All those in favor of changing the wording from program director to general manager, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four. All opposed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All extensions.
Can I speak?
The amendment fails.
The amendment fails. Where is the stack for discussion? Leslie's next.
I'm on the
we'll put
stack.
You on the
I'd
stack.
I'd like to cede my time to Maggie.
Okay.
She's ceding her time to you, Maggie.
Okay. Michael Milken mentioned something about the music director being in charge of the sound exchange. reporting, which is ridiculous, because I have no power whatsoever. Decisions are made about music programming by the program director, and I'm not consulted. Music programs have been put on all over the place. I'm never consulted. In Safe Harbor, music programs put on, I'm not even told. A Monday Global Village host was put in, I was not told about it. So this is a program director's responsibility. I have been on this for years, saying they need to report songs, and it's not just music. There are programs on KPFK that play a theme song for longer than a minute, and it needs to be reported. I've stressed this with management for years. It never gets done. It is management's responsibility. I am not management.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Maggie's right. Having the responsibilities of management is something that happens to a lot of us, and this isn't hers. As far as having the general manager do it, this is an important task, and it needs to get done. So I suggest that we don't have the general manager do it. Just like archiving the shows from 1 to 3 a.m., you know, the first couple of hours of the day still doesn't get done, that's the general manager. And she'll let it seem like it's an IT problem when it's just something that she doesn't know how to do or can't do or whatever. More importantly, this is a job for the program director. He is in charge of programming. He has the authority to tell the programmer, you have to do it. It's not just music shows, not just what she gave. Also, just in the course of a show, they'll play some music for longer than a minute, and they don't really care about reporting it. And they'll let it go. If it's that important for it to get done, giving it to the general manager will not get it done at all. But if you tell Alan Minsky that he needs to do it, and that we're telling him that he needs to do it, he'll probably do it. My suggestion, though, was that the date be changed to June 4th. Just in light that we have
we already changed
fun drive going on or whatever. Not that
we already changed the date, Jonathan.
Okay. You can make an amendment.
Point of order, an amendment to the date is in order.
And then Fernando and Reza was just email. We'll see where we are with time.
I think this is an excellent motion. It's exactly what a governance board should be doing. And I'd like to call the question. I think we've had adequate discussion.
Yes. Call the question.
I'd just like to second. I just want to
all in favor of calling the question.
That's a little
okay. Any objections to calling the question? Fernando and Dorothy.
Okay.
Jamie,
want to count? It's been asked that I reread, that I read the motion that we are going to be voting on. Motion to report all sound exchange. Whereas failure to promptly and accurately report all use of third-party music and recordings exposes KPFK and Pacifica to excessive fines and lawsuits. Whereas some of the new programmers may not have been trained on these requirements and how to fulfill them. It is hereby moved that the program director immediately verify by personal inspection of all pertinent records and logs if all the required reporting to Sound Exchange has been accomplished and is currently up to date, and that all programmers and technical staff are trained in these requirements and how to fulfill them. That these tasks are completed no later than May 31st, 2016. That the general manager will keep the chair of the LSB directly and promptly informed about compliance with this motion.
Okay.
All in favor, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 in favor. All opposed, raise your hand. One, two, three, opposed. Any abstentions? One, two abstentions.
Okay, motion carries. Excellent. We have run out of time we will not address general manager to report on projects overseen by KPFK volunteer coordinator Alan Rice.
And another one, which is reiteration, the motion to hire a full-time business manager for KPFK. And the job description from the website is included in your packet if you have a point of information.
I'd like to move to extend time so that we can get to these two motions.
And how much time?
By 3 minutes for each, so that would be a total of 6 minutes.
Do we have any objections to an extension?
I have a suggestion that we take these as consent agenda items and we just either vote them up or down. Otherwise, we postpone them, leave them on old business for the next meeting. So we don't waste any discussion. So we don't take the time for discussion.
We would simply vote on them without that discussion.
That's an excellent idea.
At this point, thank you, Grace. Okay. Very good idea. The first being the motion for general manager to report projects overseen by volunteer coordinator, and that would take the form of a communication to the GM, I assume, to provide us with this report.
Let's call
the vote on this one now.
I'm sorry. My understanding of a consent agenda is that if there's an objection, then you pull it.
I just said a consent agenda.
All right. Let me explain to you how a consent agenda works, okay?
Point of order, please.
I'm just going to vote on it.
Point of order. Excuse me.
We can't have people
You cannot have this.
You have to be recognized.
We're not having a consent
point.
Agenda.
All right.
We're not doing a consent
agenda. Getting into parliamentary detail, we're going to move to vote without discussion. Given that this is the
point of order,
we wish to vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't do that.
This
is a deliberative body. If you have a motion, you discuss the motion. If you don't want to discuss the motion, you don't just railroad it through because you have a majority.
Question? Yes, but at any time, parliamentary procedure, we can call a question. So the the previous member of this committee said, let's call the question on each of these motions. No debate, no discussion. There's nothing wrong with that. This is old business. We've seen this for 2 months.
Point of order?
So it's not a point of order. I'm talking. I'm done talking. So I think we should recognize and let the body vote whether or not they want to call a question.
Yeah.
Two-thirds vote, and we call the question.
If you want to take a vote, go ahead. My point of order is nobody said we're calling the question. Somebody said we want to extend this. Excuse me, I'm speaking now. What was said is that you want to extend discussion past the point at discussion that expired in order to vote without discussion on two motions. So I'm objecting to that procedure.
And then Grace said to put it on a consent calendar, and then and when you put things on a consent calendar, it's a list of items that are put forward by a committee, like endorsements for an election or something. And if somebody objects to one of the things on the consent calendar, then they move to pull it. And usually there's a certain number of people have to agree to pull, but we don't have that kind of situation here. But you can pull it, and then once you pull it, it's no longer on the consent calendar, and it has to be discussed. So you can do what you want to do here, but you need to understand what the consent calendar is, and we haven't had one.
Now we understand. Thank you.
Just to clarify, delete what I said about a consent calendar. My motion was simply to, instead of postponing these motions to the next meeting for old business, to, without discussion, vote them up or down. And that's my motion. If we vote it down, we can just postpone these till a future date.
The motion to vote it up or down without discussion.
Without further discussion.
Forget the last 2-3 months. Yes.
The motion to call the question takes precedence. It's been seconded. Would you like me to read it?
Did you say all in favor?
No. All in favor of this motion.
So this is the motion for general manager to report projects overseen by KPFK volunteer coordinator Adam Rice.
All in favor?
1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 in favor. All opposed? Any abstentions? One, two, three, four abstentions. Okay.
Motion carries. The last piece of old business. To hire a full-time business manager for KPFK, originally submitted by Myla.
Okay.
And the job description for a part-time business manager is at the end of your packet, FYI. Can we vote this up or down now? Yes. Any objection to voting without further discussion?
Objecting.
You object?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's call the question.
We will vote.
Call the question. There is objection.
Vote on
the
question.
Can I just modify it to full or part time?
No, that's. I could. No. We call the question because. Can I be recognized?
All right, with that...
I object to any amendments because it's going to be discussion and it's going to jeopardize the rest of our agenda. It's either... So call the question. Call the question. I'd like a vote on calling the question.
All in favor,
can we call the question?
Okay, all in favor
of calling the question.
All in favor of calling the question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All opposed? 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Abstentions? All in favor
of the motion?
Of the motion to hire a full-time...
Request a roll call vote. I'm requesting a roll call vote.
Roll call vote has been requested.
Okay.
I request a secret ballot. I withdraw that request.
Okay.
So,
Michael, I'm going to do a roll call vote, but I'm going to go in order, not alphabetical order. That's okay with you.
All right, let's go.
Okay. So,
chop, chop.
We'll start off with the AA right here.
Yes. Four.
Fred?
Yes.
No, this is on the motion itself.
Yes.
Dorothy?
Yes.
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
Ollie?
4, 5, 6.
Yes, I'll take that as a yes. Yes. Maggie?
Yes.
Sandy.
Yes, I
didn't
hear my name.
It's okay.
No,
I'm
your name wasn't
for me. Mansoor is yours. Mansoor is a yes.
Mansoor.
Lydia?
No.
Fernando?
I'm a bust.
Risa?
No.
Do you want
to hire a business
manager? Charles?
Michael? No. Bust the budget.
No, it's
bust the budget.
He doesn't have the money for it.
It was allocated. Yes.
We got the
Jonathan?
No, yes. They're hiring.
It's in the budget.
It says a full-time business manager.
Well, he asked for a roll-call vote. I guess he wanted to document it.
It's ridiculous.
I will document it.
She's hiring a part-time business manager.
You have to know the information on the business manager that, according to...
Please listen.
Just on the business manager, I talked to Dr. Radford on that, and you said it's in the budget, that's the KPFK budget. It's kind of like a point of information.
It's not
coming from the national.
All right.
Yes.
According to Leslie Radford, the funding for the business manager is out of the KCFK budget, not the national budget.
What was the vote?
But it was approved of by the Chief Financial
Officer. But it's still conducted.
The motion carries. Can you summarize?
Motion carries. Okay.
What was the vote?
Thank you.
He's going to summarize it.
Okay. Numbers.
Public comment.
You're absolutely correct. 13-4, 4 against, 2 abstentions.
What a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah,